Welcome to Nerd Off, a weekly trivia podcast brought to you by Highball Trivia. Two contestants will face off in 10 categories. Each player will wager 10 or 20 points for their opponent on every question. If a player gets the question right, they get the points. If they get it wrong, their opponent gets the points. At the end of regulation, players will each face two final questions, one in each player's specialty. To earn their wager, which can be any or all of the points they've earned so far, players have to get both questions correct. Now here's your host, Andrew Buxbaum.
All right, we have a fantastic episode for you, or at least as fantastic as I've made it on Little Sleep, who knows. We have a newcomer, fresh blood. Kristen, why don't you introduce yourself first?
Well, thank you. And I'm Kristen Pilot. I'm from Northern Virginia, although I'm currently living in my mother's house because I had ankle surgery. So I've been living in her house for way too long, really ready to get back to my house and be an adult again. I'm an engineer, and I think that's all you need to know.
Fair enough. And not having been on in a while, but having been here before, Sarah, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi. I'm Sarah Clory. I'm one quarter of the Frenemy crew. I like to say I am a New Jersey living in California, but even weirder, I am also at my parents' house, but in Rhode Island, because we are using this as our base camp to leave for a vacation tomorrow. And I want to say, I give a shout out. I feel like the reason I even got on Frenemy and became part of the Frenemy crew is because when you pitted Brittany and I together on the Carrie hosted episode of Nerd Off, and that kicked things off. Really, though, it's because we had to face each other on TTT. So that's our little avalanche that led to me apparently being a actual semi-pro podcaster trivia person. I'm excited to be back.
Well, we're excited to have you back, but I'm going to grab a bottle real quick because someone's a little fussy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's you. You're fussy. You're supposed to be co-hosting, and you're just screaming. Where did I put his bottle?
Listeners, for those of you who don't know, Drew's child is like less than 2 weeks old right now and co-hosting the podcast with him.
But you couldn't hear him on the thing, so you wouldn't know.
I know,
that's
some
there.
Good noise canceling there.
It is.
It's cuter when easy to hear him there.
Yes and no. It depends how shrill it becomes.
Yeah. It wasn't shrill enough to be on for me.
I just need myself, that's all.
Oh, okay.
Such a little baby.
Yeah, you're adorable. You are adorable, but we got to do trivia. He's done
this. You've mastered this.
He's done his first game of OQL already.
Aw.
How did he do?
Shockingly well. My team actually wants me to hold him for the rest of our season because I had my best performance in a couple of years at that game.
That's fabulous.
We will kick this off and hope he goes back to sleep because he's much easier to manage when he's asleep. Just wanted food. Definitely.
Don't we all? I mean, exactly.
So y'all's first category tonight is going to be in sports. Kristen, what do you think Sarah knows about sports? You want to give her 10 or 20?
I think she knows everything, so I'm just going to give her 10.
She knows a lot, that's for sure. Sarah, what do you want to give to Kristen?
Oh, God. Do I, go with the, because Kristen, I think, mentioned in our chat that her undergrad is physics, so I'd be like, I'm a physicist, and I don't feel confident about sports. Should she be confident about sports? I haven't played with Kristen yet. I'm going to feel her out and give her a 10.
All right, putting a feeler out there. I like it. All right, Kristen, after a long tenure with the Packers and a shorter, less storied run with the Jets, Aaron Rodgers has signed a one-year deal with what NFL team?
I did read something about this. So the problem is I had ankle surgery, right? And so I can't go to the gym and work out, which means I'm not seeing the ESPN bottom line as I work out, which means I'm not getting my sports updates like I normally do. This has been a major, problem for whatever sports I do follow, which very few of which end up on ESPN. Goodness gracious. Oh, I feel like it was a team out west. Who's a team out west? Let's just say the Chargers. I don't really think it's the Chargers, but let's say the Chargers.
I don't think it's the Chargers either because it's the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, wow. Totally off.
Yep.
But I do remember that now you say it.
Well, it's okay. It's just the beginning and it's only 10 points. All right. Sarah. This woman is the second youngest person to have a triple-double in the WNBA and was also recently named BET Sportswoman of the Year.
I don't know. I don't follow this. I'm gonna name like one of the two current players I think I could name and say, Angel Reese, because she's on the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups box.
Angel Reese is correct.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, you're off to a good start. Kristen, let's see how you do in our next category, mythology. Sarah, what do you think Kristen knows about mythology?
If she, I'm like, is she like me? And if she's like me, she probably knows a lot. I'm gonna give her 10.
Ten. All right. And Kristen, what about for Sarah?
Pretty sure Sarah just said what she's just
Shit, I should
what
have
I'm
been
giving
like, oh, I
her.
bet she's like me and doesn't know anything about
Yeah, I just
mythology.
wrote down
I'm gonna
the
give her
ten for
10.
you.
Forgot about strategy.
Strategy's overrated. All right, Sarah, in mythology, often depicted with a winged helmet and sandals, this Greek messenger god, whose Roman counterpart is Mercury, also guided souls to the underworld.
Hermes.
That is Hermes.
Yeah, my kid and I love the Percy Jackson series, and we're in the middle of the second set of them with my kid. We've been reading them at night for years now. And by we, I mean me.
I
I've been
just
wanting to
got
get
into
into those
them.
books.
I just got into them like a month ago, and I'm loving it.
They're fun. They get a little like repetitive when you do what I do and run through all of them
Yeah.
one at a time.
It's
But
a
when
little
you're
formulaic.
a little formulaic, but I think kids don't notice that as much, and you wait longer between them. You don't just are like, all right, I own the
Yeah.
entire set, let's go.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Well, Kristen, speaking of the underworld, this jackal-headed Egyptian god of mummification helped guide the souls of the dead and weighed their hearts.
Is that Anubis?
That is Anubis, putting you on the board.
Stargate for the win.
And Tim will appreciate that. You're being good, buddy. My co-host is cooperating. He's not saying much, though. This really does not make for
A
good
lot of dead
podcasting,
air on his
however.
end.
Yeah. Yeah, we might have to rethink hiring him.
Don't think so. I think he's the perfect addition.
I don't know.
He's the teller to your pen.
This is the trial period, buddy.
Him back.
We might
No,
have
that does
to
not how that goes.
just have to get you your own podcast called Silence with Oliver. All right. Well, your third category tonight is going to be in a category that Oliver knows well. It's called food. Kristen, what do you think Sarah knows about food?
Again, my strategy right now is just to go 10. So, because I know Sarah's very good at trivia, and I know I am not. So,
Oliver doesn't like that strategy. And Sarah, what do you want to give Kristen?
also going to go with 10 because she opened our conversation talking about regional foods. So,
She
this is true.
did. She
Yeah, this is
did.
true.
Little tipping of the hand there.
It's okay. I've come to terms with it.
All right, Kristen. This French dessert that has a name meaning burnt cream has a crunchy caramelized top and smooth custard interior.
Oh, one of my least favorite desserts ever, creme brulee.
It is creme brulee, but why is it one of your least favorites?
I don't like the texture. I've got textural issues. I
I
also
do
don't do
too.
egg whites, so.
Yeah, it's very like some places I have it and it's much smoother and a little maybe more vanilla-y and less eggy. Places where it's like kind of that, oh, it's like lumpy and not good and more egg.
Yes.
Yeah, it is totally
Nope.
hit or miss.
Very much so.
You're making my editing job harder. Thank you. Thank you very much. Why are you happy?
Oh.
Why are you happy?
Maybe.
You're usually happy. Pacifier? That gonna work?
Yeah.
All right, that worked. Who knew? All right, Sarah. This Italian dessert that has a name meaning pick me up includes sponge cake soaked in coffee and layered with mascarpone and cocoa.
Oh, I never knew that name. I'm guessing this is tiramisu.
It is my favorite dessert.
That's so good. I never knew that what that meant.
I didn't until I was writing this question. So we all learned something. Your fourth category today is going to be in world history. Pass out and spit your pacifier out on me. All right, that's cool. Sarah, what do you want to give Kristen in world history?
Shake things up. There's a lot of world history, so it's very hit or miss, and I could regret this, but just to make things interesting, I'm gonna give her 20.
Gonna give her 20. Okay. And Kristen, what about for Sarah?
Well, for funsies, let's do the same. 20.
There is some big potential out here. Let's see how it goes. Sarah, what African country, led at the time by Kwame Nkrumah, was the first to gain independence from colonial rule in 1957?
Oh God. Yep. You know how I said there's a lot of world history and it's hit or miss?
You did.
Yeah. I feel like I was looking stuff. You know, 1957. I think this might be around when Queen Elizabeth II was in Kenya, where she found out about her dad dying. So I'm going to guess it's Kenya.
I'm sorry, it is Ghana.
Ghana, no?
I liked the guess of Kenya. I was like, wow, that sounds
Yeah,
smart.
I did. It was a good guess. I just don't know how he goes from so fussy to like asleep in like a second.
We should all be so lucky, quite honestly.
Yeah. All right. Kristen, this island nation was the site of a slave revolt, which led to it becoming the first nation established and ruled by formerly enslaved people in 1804.
1804. I'm sorry, can you repeat that question?
I absolutely can. This island nation was the site of a slave revolt, which led to it becoming the first nation established and ruled by formerly enslaved people in 1804.
I really want to say someplace like in the Caribbean, but that doesn't sound right. Let's go for Papua New Guinea.
Should have stuck with your first instinct. It's Haiti. So we just traded 20 points there. All right. Your next category tonight, ladies, is going to be in bodies of water. Sarah, what do you think Kristen knows about bodies of water?
Again, this is it's a lot of them.
There are
Up to 20.
20. Okay. And Kristen, what about for Sarah?
There are a lot of them. I feel like Sarah might know something, so I'm going to do 10.
10. Okay. All right. Kristen, which of the Great Lakes is the deepest and largest by volume, holding more water than the other four combined?
You know, I've heard this a bazillion times. I'm going to say Michigan, and probably it's probably wrong.
It is wrong. It's Superior.
Well, that was the obvious guess, and I was
I
like,
would
no,
go with
it's
that
not
because
the
it's
obvious
big.
one.
I don't know the name. These big.
No,
That's
no,
one
I
of the.
totally no. Well, that was it. I was like, it's too obvious. Lake Superior
Yeah,
can't be the
it's one of
answer.
those things I have probably heard that a million times, and I'm like, I don't remember like Great Lake facts. I don't remember like deepest, biggest shit. And now I'm gonna have to answer a question on it.
Well, Sarah, your question is, this river is the largest by volume in the world and has more tributaries than any other.
Don't know, the Amazon, that's got a lot of tributaries.
It is the Amazon
Okay.
and it does have a lot of tributaries. Good job. That was a nice pickup there for you this round, Sarah. You're currently up 90 to 40, but as we all know, Nerdoff has wild swings. So it doesn't really matter till we get towards the end. So why I ask all these questions, I'm not 100% sure. Can I change your position here, buddy? Kind of. We're
It wouldn't
good.
be a very fun podcast if you're like, everybody gets a bunch of points. Now we do two questions to see who wins.
It wouldn't be. But your sixth category tonight is going to be in television. Kristen, what do you think Sarah knows about television?
I'm gonna guess that she's human and watches some TV. So I'm gonna go 10.
Sarah, are you human?
Does not compute.
I don't think so. But what do you want to give Kristen for TV?
She watches on the treadmill, so I'm gonna go with 10.
She
Actually, the
does.
elliptical, for whatever it's
Elliptical,
worth.
I get it. Yeah, better on your knee, on our joints. I get it.
Yeah, we're all old. Oh, gotta worry about the knees and the backs.
All of the above.
Yep. All right. Let's see. We are on an even question. So, Sarah, you're up first. The long-running Japanese show Super Sentai was adapted into what show in the US?
Sorry, bad thing. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go. This could be really wrong. I don't recognize it as like an anime thing. I'm gonna go with Most Extreme Elimination Challenge.
I'm sorry, you should have gone with Power Rangers.
Oh,
I had no idea.
I knew. You know what? I even forgot that that was like adapted from. Yeah, I. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It does make sense.
It does make sense. Kristen, this anthology series created by Ryan Murphy includes different twisted stories each season.
Is that American Horror Story?
It is American Horror Story.
Sweet.
All
Not a
right.
show I would ever watch because horror and I don't really get along, but.
It's weird. Like, it's not, I wouldn't say some of the seasons are like classic horror. Some of them, like, a lot of it is like campy. Like, the witches ones, the coven one's really fun.
have to check that one out at least because that sounds interesting. But yeah, every time I see it, I'm like, I don't like horror thingies. So.
Yeah, I've answered way too many questions on American Horror Story for have never having seen it.
I haven't watched it all. I've done the first couple seasons. I do like when I, some of them I like the themes better than others.
And is every season themed?
Yeah.
Yes, like the first one's all about, I think they retconned it to be Murder House. Asylum is weird, but it sounds like Asylum. And then all of a sudden it's like there's aliens and Nazi doctors in it. It's bizarre and campy, and there's like
Oh my
dream
gosh.
sequences with singing, and then there's Freak Show. I didn't watch that whole one. I really liked Coven, Apocalypse. Then one Apocalypse took people from all like different universes and put them together. I think those are the ones I've watched. And then they had a Roanoke one, but I only watched like a half an hour of that.
Okay.
I apparently know more about the show than I thought. I haven't watched an episode in years, though.
Yes, I could name a few of the seasons, and that's about it. All right, well, that's going to take us into our seventh category of movies. Sarah, what do you think Kristen knows about movies? We know she watches some TV at the gym. Do we think she watches movies?
I think she seems to have a good grasp of pop culture. We're doing better at those than we are at like geography. So I'm gonna give her 10.
All right, and Kristen, what about for Sarah?
Again, I feel like Sarah's a very well-rounded person, and like I feel weird giving her anything but 10. So
Good.
And that is a perfectly cromulent strategy. All
Said that at
right.
work the other day, and they didn't understand what I meant, and I felt very sad
What? You
and
need to
very old.
embiggen their vocabularies. Come on.
Exactly.
Clearly.
Man, my co-host is really sleeping on the job. This does not bode well for me later with him sleeping. Anywho, Kristen, this 1942 film features a love triangle, wartime intrigue, and the line, "Here's looking at you, kid."
I should know that. But for as much as I've done okay on pop culture things, pop culture and particularly movies are just not a thing I do. God, what is that movie? Is it Casablanca?
It is Casablanca. Sometimes that first gut instinct is the way to go. Often it's the way to go. Let's be real.
Clearly, because Papua New Guinea was very wrong.
Right, Sarah. This 1954 film is set on the docks and includes the line, "I could have been a contender."
Is that on the waterfront?
That is on the waterfront.
I finally got that like beat in my. I've never seen it. I just know it's very Jersey and very like old Hollywood, and I finally am like remembering facts about it.
Nice. Yeah, that's about all I could tell you about on the waterfront as well.
Got like Marlon Brando, right? Yeah, I think it's set in Hoboken. That's why I remember things because it's a Jersey movie.
Is. All right, your eighth category tonight, literature first lines. I'm going to give you the first line of a novel. You're going to give me the novel. Pretty straightforward. Kristen, what do you think Sarah knows about literary first lines?
Well, there are a lot of books out there, and I don't know if literature in your world is like the TTT boys, where literature could be any number of things that are not actually literature,
It
which I
could,
find
but for
extremely frustrating.
first lines, I'm not going to throw comics at you.
I'm going to give Sarah 20.
All right, and Sarah, what about for Kristen?
I feel like if you're asking about first lines, they're going to be something relatively famous enough that maybe like the books are in the canon that we all know. So I'm going to give her 10.
We'll see.
That was probably a smart strategy.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Who knows? Sarah. Your first line is, "Whether I shall turn out to be the hero of my own life, or whether that station will be held by anybody else, these pages must show."
Oh, Jesus. It sounds old-fashionedy. It sounds like something. And what is an old-fashioned thing that sounds like it's kind of being written in like a letter or diary form? And that's a great question. This is me just trying to see if anything pops up in my head because this is not one that I am like instantly knowing. It sounds so familiar. Something written in like maybe letter or diary form. Yeah, based on the role, I'm gonna take a blind guess. I don't quite think this is right, but based on like someone judging whether they're going to do something to their life, I'm gonna go with Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and it's probably very wrong, but that's okay.
It is wrong. It was actually David Copperfield.
Oh, okay.
It was old timey though. You were
Yeah,
in
it
that
was old timey.
ballpark.
It was definitely old timey. All right. Kristen, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epic of belief. It was the epic of incredulity. I can't speak English tonight. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. Really long opening line.
That is a very long opening line, and I clearly know this, and it's just not on my tongue right now. Oh, and I'm gonna be so pissed.
Oh, don't be pissed.
No, at myself, not at
Oh, I
you.
know.
This
I
is
know.
this is very good. Is that a Tale of Two Cities?
It is a tale of two cities. Oh.
You got one of the Dickens ones I knew.
It was the coin flip between that and War and Peace. I was like, that doesn't sound Russian.
Well, that was a nice pickup for you there, Kristen, because right now we are tied at 100 apiece
What?
heading into
Crazy
our ninth
talk.
category.
This game's crazy. But
It is. It is.
actually, this is why I enjoy listening to it too. Also, I feel smart sometimes. So
Oh, well, you're smart all the time. Everyone who
don't tell that
listens to
to
this
work. They'll
is
give me
smart.
more work. I don't need more work. I'm good.
That's fair. That is very fair. Your ninth category is going to be U.S. presidents. Sarah, what do we want to give Kristen for U.S. presidents?
Fucking hate U.S. president history. It's so like white middle-aged man coded, like of who knows all their stuff about presidents. Give her 20. Fucking not saying that you don't know anything about it, but like World
There's
War
just
II,
so much to
Civil War
cover.
history. It's stuff people get really into reading at that age in their lives, and I'm like, I want nothing. I cannot bring myself to care passionately about this like I can about other eras in history.
I'm
That's
not gonna
fair.
lie, the only reason I know anything about any presidents these days is because I watch the Instagram channel Cooking with Congress, and this guy eats the foods of the different presidency. It's just fabulous.
It makes me like ill some of them. Like I can't
Oh yeah, some of
imagine.
them just like, oh, like Taft, that was
Okay.
nasty. It was
I'm
so
writing
true.
that down right now. Cooking with Congress.
I
Okay.
think it might be cook in, but it's something like that. It's fabulous.
I will find it. I know how to use the interwebs.
Are you going to go to an age
Kristen, what do you
sex
want to give
location
to
on him?
Sarah now that she kind of admitted that this is not an area she likes to focus?
Don't know random stuff, but it's not
I was
some,
gonna
it's
say,
the thing I find
I
it
think
hard.
she's gonna know random stuff, so I'm gonna give her 10. But I do think that it is a broad category that a certain
Yeah.
type of person likes to study, that I am not that kind of person.
Yeah, if things are best memorized by like flashcards.
That's fair. Kristen, who was the first vice president to become president due to a predecessor's death?
Oh, I know this too. I'm not gonna pull it. I think it was, no, I don't even think it was. I'm gonna say Tyler, but I think that's wrong. So.
Well, I got news for you. Tyler's correct.
What?
Yay!
That
I'm
is
proud of
crazy.
you.
That is crazy.
Yeah, no, it's not crazy. It's accurate. You
Hopefully
did
we can be
it.
both.
Sarah, who was the only person to serve as both vice president and president without being elected to either office?
God. I feel like I've heard this and I have no idea.
I feel like you've heard it too.
I don't remember. If I was better at like presidential successions, I would be better at this stuff. But again, I can't bring myself to want to care enough to memorize these things. I don't know. Who was assassinated and who came right after them? Andrew Johnson. He was somewhere in the midst of people that were getting killed.
He was. This wasn't in the midst of people getting killed, though.
Was this Ford?
It was Ford.
Oh.
He became Nixon's vice president after Agnew stepped down, so he was appointed as vice president. And then when Nixon stepped down, he became president. He was never
Oh.
elected.
I almost guessed Tyler again because I was like, wouldn't it be funny if he had all these fat, if it was also him?
That is some
That would have
bullshit
been
that I was pulling
dastardly.
there.
That
That
would
would
be
have been really evil.
amazing.
Well, we're heading into our final category of regulation, and
What?
it's going to be in before and after. Sarah, what do you think Kristen knows about some before and afters?
I got some catching up to do. I'm giving her 20.
All right. And Kristen, what about for Sarah?
I'm trying to remember if I've heard her do before and afters on any of the shows that she's been on, which is all of them. I don't think so. We'll go 10.
All right. Hey Sarah, your before and after is a 1994 Disney film meets the nickname of one of the most prolific radio hosts of all time.
Okay, what was happening in 94 in Disney? I suppose this is the one I can talk out because it's not like she gets to steal.
There's no steal.
That's why this format exists, is so that everyone can talk it out.
94 was like Lion King and Pocahontas was around. I was 9. I think that was around Lion King, but I don't. King is not peeing anything. The most prolific radio host with a nickname I could think of is like Wolfman Jack, but I'm like, was there a Disney movie that was something something wolf? Can you repeat it? Did you say, can I just want to hear it again.
Yeah. A 1994 Disney film meets the nickname of one of the most prolific radio hosts of all time.
Lion King of the Airwaves.
Oh, you are so close. It's the Lion King of all media. Howard Stern
Oh.
is known as the King of all media.
Oh, yeah.
I
You
did
know what?
not know
I don't
that.
even think of him for radio because I'm so used to think of him as a TV person. You
Really?
know, it's like radio on the TV, but I never listened to it, but I think like it was broadcast on television, him recording it.
It was in the early days, yep, for sure. All right, well, Kristen, your before and after. A historic document meets a 1996 Will Smith film.
Is this the Declaration of
Damn
Independence Day? It is the Declaration
Ah,
of
she got the good
Independence
one.
Day.
I've seen the Declaration of Independence, never seen the movie. So.
Well, you killed the last couple ones here. And you're heading into our final category, 160 to 100. But Sarah, you're not doubled up, so it's still anyone's game. Let's reveal your final category. Sarah, what did you pick for your final topics?
X-Files.
X-Files. And Kristen, what about you?
I don't remember. I was down to two and I don't remember which one I selected.
Well, you selected season 16 of Top Chef.
Oh, good. That was
Fuck, I don't think
what I
I've
was
watched that. I don't
watching.
know if I've watched that one yet. I've been like watching them in the background while I work.
Well,
Dude,
Sarah, you
I do
know
that, Sarah, too. I love it.
Sarah,
Anyway.
you know I'm very friendly to the person
I
whose
know.
topic it is, so don't worry too much. All right. So we're going to start off in season 16 of Top Chef. Sarah, the first quickfire challenge saw the contestants allotted 2 minutes to prep their ingredients as a reference to this event, known as the fastest 2 minutes in sports. This was fitting as the season took place in the home state of this event.
Oh, I feel like they've done a Kentucky season, so I'm going to say it's the Kentucky Derby.
All right, so you're saying the Kentucky Derby. All right. Kristen, for the first elimination challenge, the chefs hosted a Kentucky Derby themed party with guest judge David Danielson, the executive chef of Churchill Downs. Natalie won that challenge with what dish? You don't have to be
Skipped.
super duper specific. I'm not going to be that asshole.
You know, I watched it again today, but I didn't watch the first episode. I don't recall. She made something with fish, I think, but I don't recall what it was at all, so.
Okay. Oh, and honor system here. I forgot to ask you guys to write down and send me wagers. Hope you had wagers in mind.
Sure, I had a wager in mind. Why not? And
Okay.
I'll even send it to you.
I was like, I
Perfect.
feel like something is missing
I
before
felt
he
the same
answers
thing, but I
these
didn't
questions.
want to. I'm lacking sleep.
I was like, did I forget how the gameplay plays here?
You did not. I just suck. So yeah, let's see. So yeah, send me those. Let's see. That's the part of the day where I get to do math.
I don't know if I could send you an individual chat. I'll just do it on Facebook because I can do that too.
Yep.
I was gonna say, I sent it over Facebook. That was the easier way to do it. I didn't even think of trying in Zoom, which probably says something about me, but.
All right. Back to our regularly scheduled programming. We're heading into the X-Files. Kristen, what band formed in 1995 in California with such hits as Inside Out and Here's to the Night was named after a character in a season one episode?
I have no idea.
Take a guess.
What were the songs?
The songs were Inside Out and Here's to the Night.
I can't even think of the band in the 90s that did this. I really have no idea. This is going down in flames.
No, it's not.
It's okay. Don't worry. I'm not upset about this. I'm having fun, so that's all that really matters. But I have no idea.
Well, Sarah, in the episode Brand X, Mulder and Scully travel to North Carolina To investigate strange happenings around what agricultural product?
I don't remember. So I'm going to say tobacco because it's North Carolina.
Tobacco, because it's North Carolina. All right, let's go back up to the top and reveal some answers. Season 16 of Top Chef, first quick fire challenge, fastest 2 minutes in sports. Yeah, it's the Kentucky Derby. In case we didn't get that from the second question mentioning the Kentucky Derby. Well thought through by me with my format here.
Good thing you didn't ask that for that second one first.
Yep. I'm smart. I'm a smart person. I swear. So for the first elimination challenge, Natalie's dish was a halibut ceviche with pickled bell peppers, confit potatoes, and laksa curry. I would have
Oh,
just
this the
taken.
laksa curry was what I was trying to pull, but I knew it was a fish thing.
I would have just
That
taken
was
the halibut ceviche. I wasn't looking for everything.
I feel like anytime it's a fish dish, just guess ceviche because that's what they make
Because
half the
that's what
time
they
on that
do.
show.
It is what they do. Although they've stopped doing that recently, which I'm grateful for. That was a that trend needed to go. So.
That's fair. All right, well, heading into the X-Files. The band we were looking for, Sarah, do you know this one?
Eve six.
It is Eve Six.
Nope. Had no chance.
Sarah, what's the other band that came out of the X-Files?
Kill Switch Engage.
Yep. And in the episode Brand X, yeah, they traveled to North Carolina. I would have taken tobacco or super tobacco.
I know it's from an episode, but anytime you think of X-Files and Farms, I only think of the Fight the Future movie with the bees and stuff.
All right. Well,
Sure.
we still have a very interesting game here. Kristen, you missed both. Sarah, you got both. But Kristen, you were in the lead. Let's first find out what Sarah wagered.
Do you read it or do I read it? I forget.
You can go ahead and tell us what you wagered.
It's fake internet points. I'm really bad at wagering strategies. Like if I go on like Trivial Warfare, I always make my teammate do it because I can't do that. If she does this and I wager this, I'm like, screw it. It's fake internet points. We're here to have fun. I went with 100.
Right, so you will finish with 200. So currently it is 240 to 200. If Kristen wagered zero or up to 39, she still wins. Kristen, what did you wager?
I
Oh, sorry, you had
wagered
160. I
80.
was reading your finals.
I was going
Shit.
to say that math seems
I
wrong,
was
but
like, I don't think you
I wrote down final possible scores, and I just read that by accident. Whoops. All right, so Kristen, this wasn't really
that.
a super anticlimactic. What'd you wager with your 160
You
points?
know you can edit it out. You can edit it out
Like,
and
it's like
make it
nobody
seem like
needs to know.
Yeah, I know. All right, Kristen, you had 160. What did you wager here?
I just wagered half of them because I also didn't want to do any strategy. Although on the last Trivial Warfare, I tried to do the strategy, but my teammates didn't want to do it with me. And then I let them do whatever and we still lost.
All right, so you will finish with 80 points today, meaning Sarah, you win with a score of 200 to 80.
Nice job,
Oh,
Sarah.
thank you. I had a terrible second half of the main game, so I was like, I don't know how this is gonna play out.
Well, you had a great third half.
You had a great final. That was you knew everything, and I knew. Well, you didn't know the ceviche, but you could have guessed ceviche, I think. Whereas I didn't think about ceviche, and literally, I turned on season 16 this afternoon. I was like, I should watch this again, but I went right to Restaurant Wars because that's one of my favorite episodes.
I also feel like I've learned the lesson on trivia. The more specific of a topic you ask about, the more specific shit you have to know. So if I went with like season three of X-Files, I would need to know more minutiae and
Oh
get
yeah.
into the pos
I
like.
mean that is true, but I do know a lot about season 16.
Yeah.
Like I could have answered many different questions. It's just I don't really like the first episode.
But you should also know that I'm lazy as hell, so if I have to do some research, I'm only going into the first
I
episode.
did also go to the Wikipedia page, but I didn't read all the things.
I too went to the Wikipedia page and I got through the first episode. Was like, I have enough for two questions here. That's what I need.
Nice. Nice.
All right, so on our way out today, Kristen, is there anything you want to say? Anything you want to plug? The time is yours.
The time is mine. Well, thank you, Drew. It was fun to be on the show. And thank you, Sarah. It was fun to, I think we were on a playing game for one of the TTT
Yes,
ones
yep.
once, but it was nice to actually formally play against a real game and not just a weird round robin thing. And I will plug your local food bank. They can always use donations of money and or food But they can always use it. Even if you live in what you think is an affluent area, people always need food. So that is what I'll plug.
Sarah,
Oh,
what do you have to plug?
Oh, sorry, there's a baby. We're
there's a baby.
cooing it.
There
Is. He's
first,
cuddling
I
still.
want to say, Drew, you did this like holding a basically a newborn this whole time. So this was awesome.
That's 3 nights this week I've done something
Oh
trivia
my
related
gosh.
holding a
Oh
baby.
my goodness.
Yeah, I'm contractually obligated, I feel like, to plug. Go listen to Frenemy on the Pub Trivia PTE Network. It's very fun. Kristen's actually going to be on an upcoming episode soon. So I hope she does well. The stuff I want to plug, it is when we're taping this, it's June, it's Pride Month. The government is absolutely terrible and has recently defunded like the funding that goes to the LGBTQ plus specific help crisis line. So places like that that serve those populations really need your help. Trans Lifeline, Trevor Project, thanks the government of Canada because they are literally advertising their own LGBTQ crisis line to our citizens. It is incredibly fucked up what's going on. Support marginalized communities, demonstrate, write letters, call your representatives, and punch a Nazi if it looks like they need punching. They all
And
need punching.
if you don't agree with everything that Sarah just said, stop listening to my fucking podcast because I don't want you here.
I'm
Very
not
good
one of those
point.
people that come on. It's like, be kind to everyone. Some people don't deserve your kindness because they use their power to harm others.
It's very true. It's very
Accurate.
true. All right. On that note, I'm going to hit this lovely stop recording button.
That's it for this episode of Nerd Off. Tune in next week. Same nerd time, same nerd channel.